So, are there any candles out there that are red? Does anyone have a red star? Let me see your red stars. Oh, look at all those stars. I see one back there and there. I see one up there. Oh my gosh, Delaney, I see yours. I see yours, Abby. I see yours. Good job. Our first part of the story is about love. And what better color to use to tell about love than red? So Jesus is born one night when it's very, very dark. And all of the characters in our story know that something is going to happen because there is a bright, red, beautiful star in the sky. Let me see your red stars. It's telling us that love is coming down because Jesus is being born. And even though Jesus was born a long, long time ago, what is still in the sky? All of our stars, reminding us that love still comes down each and every day, and the angels are still whispering to us whenever we feel afraid that everything is going to be okay. So let's settle into our worship service, enjoy our time together, and sing with one another Away in the Manger. So are there any blue stars out there? Does anyone have a blue star? I see blue stars. Who do you think the blue stars are shining for? It's someone that comes to the manger. They take care of sheep. Who are they? What do you think? Delaney, what do you think? The shepherds, that's right. And the shepherds are sleeping in the field. And they are so used to seeing the stars. Not much can impress them, right? But on this night, when they were just about to doze off and all the sheep were fast asleep, all of a sudden, a bright light breaks out from heaven and loud angelic voices start to sing. Can you imagine if that happened to you when you were camping? Oh my goodness, what would you do? You don't know? I think I would go home. I would be pretty scared. But the shepherds didn't have a car, so they just had to hang out there. So the shepherds are hanging out there, and the angels see that they're very afraid, because I would be very afraid if that happened. And the angels tell the shepherds, it's okay, don't be afraid. We're coming to tell you that something wonderful has happened. And that wonderful thing is that Jesus has been born. Now, why would the shepherds be excited about a baby they don't even know being born? I don't know. What do you think? What do you think, Delaney? It was super exciting. Every baby that's born is super exciting. And this baby that was born, named Jesus, was exciting because it meant that people that were shepherds, who maybe other people weren't always very nice to — has somebody ever not been very nice to you? Yeah, sometimes. The shepherds sometimes had people that weren't very nice to them. And yet, The skies opened up and the angels came down and told them that this baby was going to be born that was going to change everything so that everybody, no matter what anyone else thought about them, would know that they are special, that they are loved, and that a star shines just for them. Let's go ahead and sing our next carol together, The First Noel. If you just sing the last verse, who do you think is going to see the star next? Who did we just sing about? The three kings. That's right. The magi. So if you have a purple candle, does anyone out there have a purple candle? Let me see it. There's some back there. Oh, I see one right there. Shine them bright. The magi have to see them. The magi were astrologers, which is a big, long word for they studied the stars, and then they knew about what was going to happen next. So they would tell people when to plant their crops. They would tell kings when they should do things and when they shouldn't. And they would announce when babies were going to be born. So these three magi came all the way tromping from the east to Jerusalem, and they made kind of a silly mistake, in my opinion. They told King Herod that they were there because they saw a star that told them a special baby was going to be born who was going to be king of the Jews. Now, King Herod, what was he? He was supposed to be the king. So if somebody came and you were, let's say, playing soccer or playing with your favorite video game, and someone comes into your house and says, guess what, that's my video game, and now I play soccer, how would you feel? Not very happy, right? So King Herod is very unhappy and very mad, and so he devises this evil, evil plan that he is going to find out where this baby is born so he can make sure he never becomes king. And King Herod tells the magi a little lie. And he says, go and pay homage, which means give gifts, to this baby. And then come tell me where he is so that I can bring him gifts too. What do you think? Is he going to bring him gifts? No, he is not going to bring him gifts. It's not good. So the magi, they go and they see baby Jesus. And something happens. Something changes for them. And they decide that they aren't going to go back the same way they came so that they can keep the secret about where baby Jesus is from the king who wants to hurt him. Let's go ahead and sing together We Three Kings. For the last part of our story, I'm going to need all the star colors. And if you're feeling comfortable, I'm going to welcome you to come up here with me. You don't have to, only if you want to. But come on up if you want to and bring your star. Hello. And yes, all right, cool. We're all going to snuggle into this manger. Come on in. There's room for everyone, I promise. Oops, good job, Carson. Good catch. Come on in. Come on, snuggle in. Snuggle in. Get cuddled up. Yeah. All right. So if you're close to where baby Jesus would be sleeping, what's there? What do you see? A star. That's right. And the star is glowing. So this is the part of the story that I want you to remember from tonight. There was a star that shined when Jesus was born, and there was a star that shined when you were born. Guess how many stars they think are in our galaxy? Up to 4 billion. Good job. Yes. I know. You're so smart. Oh, my goodness. Good job. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome, huh? 4 billion stars? That means that tonight, when you go out, after the sun has gone down and it's nice and nice and dark, bring an adult out with you and look up in the sky and try to find the star that's burning bright for you. Because Jesus came so that we would know that God loves each and every one of us, that every single one of us is special and important and has a unique, irreplaceable purpose. So tonight we remember the star that shined for Jesus, but we also know that we can look up into the sky whenever we're feeling down or sad or angry, upset, and remember that there's a star that burns bright for us too. How about we all lift our stars and shine them for the adults out there? Because they might need that reminder sometimes. Oh, good job, you guys. Thank you so much for coming up here and being with me. I hope that you guys have the merriest of Christmases.